3 weeks ago, it was announced that seven of TAFE's South Australian campuses would close as part of the state government's cuts in this year's state budget. The campuses at risk are Tea Tree Gully, Port Adelaide, Erbray, Parafield, Woodner, Roxby Downs and Coober Pedy. Howard Spreadbury, president of the Australian Education Union SA branch, joined me for a chat about the campaign to stop the closures. And I started off by asking him whether the news of the closures came as a shock.
Look, it was a shock in terms of TAFE cuts because we'd had a conversation with Minister Gardner just after the election, actually, on a number of matters. But in particular, we talked to him about TAFE. And at the time, we knew the pre-election position of the Liberal opposition then was full contestability of vet funding. So we were concerned about that. And we talked to John Gardner about the government's social obligation to skills and training through the public provider. And he concurred, he agreed with us in that conversation that the government does have that social responsibility, but it would seem when we get to the state budget that his treasurer has a very different view about their commitment to TAFE as part of vet funding. And so it's extremely disappointing that the Liberals' agenda of full contestability of vet funding now means that TAFE campuses are going to be further disadvantaged.
It's been 3 weeks since the announcement. What has the branch been doing post this information?
Yeah, we've been having conversations with our key members who are members of our TAFE Divisional Council. They have established a campaign committee and they've had a campaign running since well before the election in terms of some of the cuts from the previous state Labor government. And that campaign's been called TAFE Too Good to Lose in South Australia. And we felt that that campaign was getting some traction. And it's extremely disheartening to find now that the incoming Liberal government is going to go down a similar pathway in terms of rationalisation of programs and closures of more campuses. And at the end of the day, apart from the impact on our members, the biggest losers are the students of TAFE programs.
What feedback have you had from students and staff?
We have had some feedback, certainly from members, very concerned about their futures. In terms of some programs are going to be relocated to other campuses, that's not necessarily the best interest of our members who have, if they're permanently employed. Many of these lecturers, of course, are contract lecturers, so it doesn't augur well for them in terms of their employment future. And we have had contact from students. We've had students from a number of campuses who've expressed their concerns and they want to be part of a campaign to send a clear message to this state government that they will do everything they can to oppose the closures and the dismantling of programs and even the relocation of programs, where in fact many of these students just don't have access to public transport necessarily that will work for them in relation to where some of these programs will be held. Some of them will be conducted online and that's not the best methodology for skills and training courses. So the students are starting to talk to us as well, expressing their real concern about their future because it's about them in terms of their skill and training development and their employment prospects.
In the case of students who do have to travel far, and I can imagine especially with the remote locations, Coober Pedy and Roxby Downs, if they do want to continue their study, they'd have to move several hundred kilometres away.
Well, exactly. In fact, we did hear anecdotally from one student from Roxby Downs who was informed that their program wasn't going to just disappear, but it would be relocated and they could access that in Adelaide. Well, that's easier said than done for many students who live in country locations where they've been able to access these programs with all the physical resources they need close by. And so it's just not good enough for the students of South Australia to say, well, you can undertake this program in a different location.
Especially in the case if they have a source of income which is based in that place and that income is supporting their study.
That's right, exactly. So if they're having some part-time work in Coober Pedy or Roxby Downs and that's where they base themselves and that's where they can currently undertake their study, then it works for them. It's not going to work for them. It will interrupt their study and maybe deny them complete access to a qualification.
If these campuses do close, what time frame are we looking at the moment?
Well, I think we're looking at probably over the course of the next 12 months in an approximated way. I think that's very concerning as well for many of these programs. So, I mean, by way of example, I mean, Erbray, the campus at Erbray, which is part of Erbray Agricultural High School, so there's a connectedness there between secondary education, the only agricultural high school in the state, and there's a TAFE campus on the same site. Now, one of those programs is going to be relocated to Gillis Plains. Now, well, what purpose could that possibly have in serving those students where, as we know, if you know anything about Ouray, physically all the resources are there. And so it also seems a huge contradiction on the part of the government when they talk about future industries and jobs, and they talk about agriculture and horticulture and the viticulture industries, which Ouray strongly supports in terms of the skills and training that, that those programs provide. So what's the future of our agriculture and our wine industry in South Australia? There's hardly a clear government commitment to those industries. If they're going to close down programs or, again, relocate them and make them less accessible for students and also away from the current physical environment where the resources currently exist, it just seems a huge contradiction. It seems like it's a cost savings exercise. It seems like the Port Adelaide campus, where we have a strong community base of programs there, it would seem that there's probably a factor of the location of that campus. It's right on the Port River. It would probably fetch quite a lot of resources for the state government if they were to sell that campus off. So that's a real concern if it's about saving government money in a whole range of ways.
So what was the reasoning for closing these campuses? What was the state government saying?
The state government was saying that there needed to be operational efficiency. That's government language that they use. And they said operational efficiencies have to be applied across all campuses across South Australia. And so part of that was the closure of these seven. So we don't know yet what operational efficiencies will mean for the remaining campuses. And does that mean down the track that there'll be further closures and that our TAFE system will be completely wound back? And I guess the bigger concern around all of this is the what appears to be the government's agenda, as I said, which was pretty much announced before the election, of full contestability of that program, which means that TAFE will be just competing with private providers who will often undercut the costs of program provision, but also won't provide programs in places like Woodner, Cooper Pedy and Roxby Downs, because it won't be cost efficient for them. So it just is a real concern that this is part of a bigger agenda to effectively privatise TAFE, to make it compete with private providers, and if they can't, well then we'll just shut it all down. It's just an appalling position for any state government to take towards the future of our state in terms of employment through the development of training and skills.
For people who perhaps haven't gone through TAFE, who haven't accessed its courses, what's the importance of vocational education, of having a provider like TAFE?
Well, TAFE's been the strong public provider for a very long time across Australia, in fact, and it's been the base of high-quality programs. Here's an example, Regency Campus, where you know, strong hospitality base is regarded not just nationally but internationally as a really solid base, long history of really high-quality programs of students who achieve qualifications that then take them to all levels, not just in Australia but internationally, in relation to hospitality. So there's an example of the history of TAFE and why any government should maintain an ongoing commitment to the public provider.
What are the next steps from here for you guys?
Well, the next steps from here will be developing a strong campaign which will involve our members and also students. And that campaign will focus on the resistance of closures, where we believe courses and programs are viable, where they serve the local community, but they also serve the state of South Australia in the programs that are offered, and that they have accessibility to students in those areas. So we're in the process of doing an analysis of all seven campuses and what they currently offer and what we believe needs to be resisted in terms of those closures. We're not just going to accept that this is a government cut and that the closures are inevitable. We've had enough closures under the previous government. We don't want to see any more. We want to see this state, both metropolitan and regional, served by high-quality public provision of skills and training.
How can people show their support?
Well, people can show their support. There'll be certainly online petitions that we'll be putting up, certainly through social media, so people can have a look at social media through the AU's social media sites, and they can go online and they can register their support. And also we'll be engaged in contact with communities. For example, in Port Adelaide, we'll be working with the local communities, with businesses, with employers, to talk up the issues around the closures themselves, what they will mean for the local community, and seeking their endorsement of support for a campaign of resistance. So I think this is a campaign that we're going to work on for over some time. It will vary from site to site in terms of these campuses, depending upon their communities. We believe that the community, for example, of Ouray is the state of South Australia. So that's, you know, the community for Port Adelaide, generally speaking, is the local community. But Ouray, the community that we want to work with in terms of the agriculture industries is the whole state. It's just not good enough. So, yeah, we'll be progressing this campaign very strongly and taking the message up to Minister Gardner and also Minister Pisoni, who's the Minister for Skills, and then ultimately to the Premier.
Howard Spreadbury, President of the Australian Education Union SA Branch. You can keep up to date on future actions and campaigns by following the TAFE Too Good to Lose in South Australia Facebook page and also the Australian Education Union SA Branch's Facebook page as well.